From Moscow to Milano, we are Weekend Music Radio.
Weekend Music Radio, WMR. The Eagles and the Long Run. Starting off the section of the Jack programme today, August 9th and 10th, 2014. And hey, great to be with you here on probably 6265 kilohertz today, 6265 on the 48-metre band, on the shortwave band, the old EMR channel. I think that was the frequency the first time I heard Bally Stevens and European Music Radio. But this is Weekend Music Radio, WMR, free radio from Bonnie, Scotland on the shortwave band. And it's been quite a while since I said that. I think it was August. I think it was December 20th or thereabouts. The week before Christmas, anyway, that we were on the airwaves of Europe. And I don't think the conditions were quite so wonderful the last time we were on the air. It was quite an extravaganza as well. I think we used 5800 or thereabouts this year. Well, last year, I guess it was, 2013. Anyway, we're here today. Let's hope all's well. And we've been doing a little work on the antenna system and getting it into tip-top shape. Let's hope you're hearing us with a good synpour today. Going to have to get a page on the WMRScotland.com website to explain what the SINPO code is, an old radio code that we've used for many a long year here. I guess 2014 will be the 30 34th year of WMR's broadcasting. We began broadcasting in 1980, April 1980. And we've been kicking around on the shortwave bands, sometimes a lot, sometimes very little, but still kicking around ever since. And here we are kicking around 6265 kilohertz today, so do bear with us. No reverb today in the old microphone. There's something wrong with the old, lovely old-fashioned spring-type reverb that I like to use here in the old WMR studio. It was working when I switched it on, and then it suddenly went kaput. So probably choked through a mouse or duck or something like that. Oh, what's the summer weather been like where you've been? It's been tremendous here in Scotland. Warmest weather for many a long year. And as a result, we've been loafing around outside, lying in the grass and taking in the sun. You can't beat it, eh? The old theme tune. The B-side of White Cliffs of Dover from Acker Bilk on shortwave radio WMR.
Weekend music radio freaks me out.
Back in time to, the mid-70s from a band called Clout and Substitute on shortwave radio WMR. One of these songs you don't perhaps associate of a rock band, but one of our local cover bands sings this song during this set and is absolutely awesome at it. Just an awesome band altogether. The cover band I hasten to add, not Clout. Well, what have I been doing since you last heard my grisly voice on the shortwave band? I don't know. Been to a few gigs. Had a few pints, enjoyed a few hours of sunshine, and working away, and just enjoying life, as it were. And missing out on a lot as well. Missed out on all the 50th anniversary celebrations of Radio Caroline, unfortunately. But never mind, Good to see the Ross Revenge being moved the other day. I was watching it live on one of these live ships websites. From 1976 called Wild Cherry, and play that funky music, White Boy. Are you allowed to say things like that nowadays? Oh yes, it's the other way you're not allowed to say, isn't it? Yeah. Weekend Music Radio from a nearly independent Scotland on shortwave 6.265, 6265 on the 48 meter band on the shortwave, the old free radio band alive and kicking. Let's hope you're getting good reception today. And if you want to get in touch with us, the old email address is still open, info@wmrscotland.com. info@wmrscotland.com. We'd love to hear from you. And indeed, we have some PDF QSLs that we will send out to you if you send us a reception report for the current transmission on 6265 kilohertz or thereabouts, 6266 or 6265.7 something or the other. Yeah, it's almost 6265, and it sounds better if you say 6265 on the old shortwave. Yeah, I'm going to have to turn the studio monitor down slightly. I like the music roaring its head off when I'm talking into the microphone and playing the music and all that sort of stuff. It's sort of getting me back into the spirit of free radio and getting back into the swing of things and doing radio shows, etc. Because, well, let's be honest, I haven't done much in the way of radio programs for a while. I did get an invitation to do a few radio programs recently, and I really couldn't get interested. It was for a web-only station. A couple of different people have said to me, "Hey, Jack, come on, get your ass together and give us a few shows." But I don't know. To me, it's a web stream's a web stream, and radio's radio, and I'm only really interested in radio. Yes, we'll put this program up on the WMR website. I know we didn't put this past Christmas broadcast up, but there was a lot of problems with that as well. It broke down for a while, and the stream was cutting out, so it'll take a bit of editing. But we'll put this one up pretty fast, I would imagine. I remember when we had a full schedule here at WMR. We had a great thing going for a while with Flat Out Power on 6400 and also a lower power rig on 3910 kilohertz on a Saturday night into Sunday morning, and we were blasting out for miles and miles and miles. It was superb. Fantastic it was. And we had Mike James and Andy Walker doing programmes for us, and yeah, that was 2006 to 2008. What a run we had. Yeah, it was great. But we're back again anyway, and old Mike was at me just a few weeks ago. I still see Mike very regular at some of the pubs that we tend to frequent whenever there's some good music to be heard. And I was telling Mike that I was thinking about dragging the old transmitter out and getting the dust polished off it and reactivate it. And he says, "Oh yes, that's great, Jack." He says, "Aye, I'll come up and do a program." He says, "So you never know, you might hear the dulcet tones of good old Mike." But he's not here this weekend. It's only me in the studio, and who knows, we may even have the guy from the brand new station from Scotland called Radio GSV, the good ship Venus. He's very shy, you know. Have you ever heard him on the air? Haven't heard him on the air just yet. I think he needs a couple of whiskies before you'll hear them on the air. Whiskey's probably the wrong thing to give him. But anyway, more music here on the Shortwave Band on 6265 from WMR. How about A Bit of Heart, a band I saw a couple of years ago in Glasgow. When I say a couple of years ago, it's probably about 5 years ago. Time flies when you're having fun, as they say. Heart, and who will you run to on Shortwave Radio, WMR?
I'm not sure what you
want to
do with your life, but you sure don't want me in it.
You found a new world and you are a taste it, but they will come to come.
Walking the airwaves of Europe on 6265. It's Weekend Music Radio, returning to your radio sets once again. Great to be with you, actually. It's been a long time coming. Some broadcasts other than the sort of regular Christmas show, which we tend to present sometime, strangely enough, around the Christmas period, just to pop in and say hello. There's a guy here in WMR that I was watching on Friday evening. Great documentary on BBC4 about Rod Stewart. Probably repeat it again on Sunday evening, BBC4. Give it a view. It's rather good. That good old Mike James used to call Rod the Bard. Rod Stewart from 1983. Good grief, 31 years ago. And that song was one of the Radio Nova £6,000 giveaway songs. That was the first giveaway they did. It was £6,000, and it was only to the Dublin phone number. I remember the following year, 1984, they had an English number, and they gave away £10,000. £5,000 to Ireland and £5,000 to the UK. And I managed to get through at one point, but I wasn't the 50th caller, sadly. So I just went to the pub probably after that or something. Back then, 1983, good grief, yeah, that was a good year for radio, wasn't it? Yeah, very good year. The Ross Revenge returned to the North Sea in August of that year, and well, WMR was still going, and I think 1983 was the year Mike James and myself went to Ireland as well to visit some of the pilot stations. We went to, where did we go? We went to Sunshine, went to Boyneside Radio, we went to Plinistelly, we went to see Westside Radio in Dublin on 628 Ho and a 49 metre band. We went to Southside Radio, I believe. Oh no, no, sorry, Southside was gone by that time, I think. Where did we go? Where did we go with Mike? Can't remember now. I'd have to look back my little notes, but we did have a bit of a holiday, and it was all good fun visiting some of the pilots. Quite a lot of the Anoraks, if you like to use the word Anoraks, quite a lot of the pilot radio guys used to go to Ireland. A large number of them used to go and visit the stations and knock the doors and say, "Hey, can we see your radio station, mister?" At least that's what you would have said if you came from Glasgow. Anyhow, it's Weekend Music Radio, in case you're wondering what on earth you're listening to on 6265. Yeah, it's not Radio GSV with a radio show. It's WMR broadcasting on 6265. Yes, we're back. We're here. And nice to be with you today. Standing up doing a programme because the studio chair is cluttered with rubbish. We've been busy trying to rebuild the station apparatus, the old transmitters, etc., and see what's working, what's not working, what's just a pile of junk. Well, actually, it's all a pile of junk. We used to be experts many years ago at producing a working rig from a pile of old rubbish. It was quite amazing. And sometimes, not always, but sometimes, getting it to work. Quite fun, wasn't it? Yeah, quite fun. So the transmitter today is one of our old classics, and no doubt there's photographs on the web somewhere of these old classics chugging away, playing music to Europe. Well, we're back today on 6265, chugging away, playing music to Europe, as we like to do here at WMR. A band, I believe, come from Glasgow, if I'm not mistaken. They're not Scottish pilots.
Never believe it's not so. From York to New York, from Finland to Newfoundland, from Scotland to Nova Scotia, we are Weekend Music Radio.
Europe's longest-running shortwave free radio station.
Me out there in the corner doing some technical work in the background here at the WMR studio, the old WMR studio, eh? God, blimey, it's a long time since I've made a programme in this old place. And if you're looking around the place here, I'll just describe the studio for you. If you've ever seen a programme on the telly called the Manky Old Hoarders or something like that, and you look around here, you would see rather similar things going on in the background. It was very difficult, for example, earlier on to connect up the studio compressor because we couldn't find the leads for piles of junk that's piled on top of all the wiring here at WMR, and we couldn't find this and we couldn't find that, and we couldn't get into the old-fashioned reverb machine we have in the background because it's piled high with books and stuff, and we just couldn't get near it. Unbelievable. Gonna have to do something about the mess here in the old WMR studio. But I don't know why it's been in a big mess for about 35 years now here. I guess it's not going to change now. It comes and goes. Sometimes it's nice and tidy. Sometimes it's just a sort of, oh man, would you look at that. I remember the time we had visitors here at the WMR studio. We had Chris Ives from Crazy Wave Radio, and he described the transmitter we're using today as like a crashed car, because the transmitter had fallen about, let's see, it'd be about six, I think it would be about 8 feet. It had fallen down an 8 feet hole. I kid you not. It took a wee bit of rebuilding, but it's working perfectly. Or as near perfect as you can get here at WMR. That was Tom Petty, by the way, you just heard, and American Girl. I don't know if you've saw the recent documentaries. I mentioned the Rod Stewart thing on B4 just the other night, but there was a fantastic documentary, and Tom Petty starred in it for quite a bit, about a place called Sound City Studio in LA back in the 60s and 70s, and bands like Fleetwood Mac recorded there, Neil Young, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and so it goes on. They had this large desk, a large analogue desk of English originality. I think it was made in the UK somewhere, down in Essex or somewhere like that. I can't remember the name of it, but it was a smashing big desk, and it still exists. The guy from Nirvana bought it eventually and built a studio with this old Sound City studio that had seen so many gold discs being recorded through its controls. That's what you call a mixer. Totally analogue, the way sound should be. And we are analogue. Analogue, old-fashioned analogue shortwave radio on 6265 on the 48-metre band shortwave. Weekend Music Radio, WMR from Bonnie, Scotland. Back in time to 1979 from the great album Deltics from Chris Rea. This song was played on the good ship Mi Amigo when it first came back on the air in April 1979. Hey, guess who surfaced the other day, by the way? A shortwave guy. Guess who's been writing on Gary Stevens' message board? None other than Freddie Archer. Phew. Wonder if you're listening today, Freddie, or if you don't do shortwave anymore. Much from the UK these days. All seems to be Dutch on the shortwave. No harm to any of the Dutch guys, but you miss all the English old favourites. There's one called Radio Big Feet or something. I've heard that one quite a bit. Oh, sorry, Radio Little Feet. Just a joke there. Also Premier Radio from Dublin as well. Blackbeard, I've heard him lately. Good to hear Blackbeard still to the fore. I remember meeting Blackbeard when I was down visiting Bill from Live Wire Radio. Good grief, that wasn't yesterday. We'll be right back.
depression. Today I look around. Boys our age and younger, oh, I feel we let them down. It's good to hear from you. Go easy when you can. My day is better for your letter from Amsterdam.
From Deltics and Letter from Amsterdam, 1979. Oldies on shortwave on 6265 is WMR. And if you want to get in touch with us, the old email address is still open. info@wmrscotland.com. info@wmrscotland.com. Have a look at us online if you like. wmrscotland.com is our web address. And we're there. It's not been updated for quite a while, but we'll certainly get round to updating it this week, seeing as we're back on the shortwave band on 6265 and saying hi to everybody. Great to be back. Nice to be on the shortwave, or the voice of shortwave free radio from Scotland. Yes, indeed. Superb. Chris Rea from Deltics. Yes, looking at the playlist here in the background, we're playing a song which from a band I saw a couple of years back. I saw Def Leppard. Somebody else backing them up. Somebody else, Def Leppard, and this band, Whitesnake. Nice bit of soft rock, nice bit of driving music, eh? Is This Love? Shortwave Radio, WMR. Stop the feeling. Been this way before.
WWF All Free Radio for the 80s.
Great Southside, Johnny and Diaspora, the Jukes from 1976, and I Don't Want to Go Home on Shortwave Radio WMR. Weekend Music Radio, returning to your radio sets once again on Shortwave 6265 for the time being. Who knows where we'll be on just in a little while, but 6265 this Sunday, the 10th of August 2014. 10th of August, hey, that rings a bell. Myself and Mike James and Davey Anderson were on the Manor Park ship way back in 1980. Yes, we were on a radio ship, which never ever became a radio ship, but it was a good project. And yes, we had a lot of fun on the ship. Well, we hated it at the time because it was a black market hole, as they say in Scotland, but it was something great to look back on, and I wish something had came of the offshore project itself, because it would have been great to have been part of it all. Anyway, that's reminiscing, going down memory lane. It's WMR on 6265, as I said. If you're thinking the modulation is maybe slightly low today, don't worry about it. We will be doing some technical work to the transmitter. Remember, we've not used this particular transmitter for a number of years, and the old mod transformer we used to use with it is has went in fire at some point, and it's no use. So we're using an old mains transformer for the modulation transformer with amplifier mod, but I'm going to have a little twist around with some wires. I haven't had time just in the last couple of weeks, but I'm going to get out some of the old WMR modulators and see if we can get the modulation sounding just a little bit better. The guys here at WMR are fed up with greeting-faced Dutchies saying, "Oh, your modulation's awfully low," and all that sort of stuff. So, yes, don't worry. Stay tuned to this frequency, as the saying goes. And we'll be doing some technical work in the next little while and getting things gradually improved, as we have been doing this last couple of weeks, in fact, with the transmitters of the good ship Venus. Yes, the good ship Venus. On 6265, has also been on 6965, and doing a few other tests during the last few weeks. So thanks for everything, Jim. Yes, Jim. Gotta say hi to a good friend across the water who likes Jill Scott Heron, the late Jill Scott Heron, especially this one, the bottom, Shortwave Radio WMR. A friend across the water that I so fondly talk about sent me a little email the other day with a photograph of his old Nova t-shirt. I'm not too sure whose is the worst. Whose is the most faded? Mine or his? And yes, it did go away up my bag as well. I had to stop wearing it.
You see that black boy? Running scared, his old man in a bottle. He done quit his 9 to 5, he drink full time, and now he's living in a bottle. See that black boy over there running scared, his old man got a problem, and it's a bad one. He ain't done fond of damn near everything, his old woman waiting to drink for bottom. And don't you think it's a crime when time after time after time, people in a bottle, there's people living in a bottle. Listen to me, see that sister, her shirt was fine, but she started drinking wine in a bottle. She told me, oh man, committed a crime, he's doing time, now she's hanging in a bottle. Preacher man tried to help her, oh, she cussed him out and hit him in the head with the bottle. They turned to me, they asked me, "Kill, don't you think it's a crime?" No way. And time after time after time, people in the bottle, there's people showing up in the bottle. Give another good example. You see that jet in a regal suit, I ain't nothing damn near blown his cool to the bottle. He was a doctor helping young girls along. If they wasn't too far gone, they have problems. But the offenders of the Dollar Eagle said, "What you doing, man? Illegal." Now he's in the bottle. And now we watch him every day. He's trying to chase the prisons away from the bottom. He turned to me, he said, "Dip your hand now. Don't you think it's a crime? Showing up in the bottom. Come on, hit it a lick one time, stick." We'll be right back.
Scott, Helen in a Bottle on Shortwave Radio WMR, all the way from Bonnie, Scotland. Okie dokie, it's time for me to play a nice little tune, one of my old favourites from years and years ago. We used to hear them, Radio North Sea, International from Meebo 2 off the Dutch coast. A wee whisper of a lad used to play this in the Alan I Top 30.
But you're all saying farewell. And the only time that you're satisfied is with your feet in the wishing well. Everybody wants a
Weekend Music Radio, Scotland.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mr. Jack Russell in his normal life. But on WMR, Mr. Jack Russell goes like this. This is Weekend Music Radio.
Music Radio.
The fire still burns.